welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the largest podcast in the country made by brokers for brokers. My name is DJ Paris, and today we have our Monday Market Minute with Carrie McCormick. So if those of you new to the show who aren't yet familiar with Carrie, she is a top 1%, in fact, top 1% of 1% producer in Chicago. This is out of 44,000 realtors. She's consistently year over year in like the top 20 of 44,000 realtors. She's been in the business for 20 years, a total superstar, clearly, and generously donates her time to speak to you, the listeners, once a month about what's going on in the Chicagoland market so that you can better educate your clients, or maybe you're a client yourself that wants to just know what's going on in the business. So welcome once again, my oldest co-host and friend, Carrie.
You can't say I'm the oldest. Am I the oldest?
That's true. That didn't sound good. You're the most seasoned co-host I have.
Just giving you a hard time.
I know I should have. I should redo that because you are certainly not old.
No, that's funny.
But
it's well, funny.
It is funny. By the way, before we get into it, I want to plug. Make sure that everybody who's listening goes and follows Carrie on Instagram. For a couple of reasons. One, because it's really good. The quality of content that she puts out there on a consistent basis is incredible. And it's a real example of what good quality content looks like in social media. So follow her at Instagram.com/Carrie McCormick Real Estate. We'll also post a link to that in the notes. But just look for Carrie McCormick. That's 2 C's in McCormick Real Estate. And you'll find her. So what's going on, Carrie?
Thank you so much for that great introduction. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone listening and being here. So here we are. We're in mid-year 2019. And overall, I would say it's really been a challenged market. The volume has been down about 6.5% this year. And we've got tight inventory right now. But even though that the volume is down, you know, real estate is selling. The number one thing I've seen is it has to be priced right. I know everyone keeps hearing that, but I've tested a few different things this market and with marketing and just different strategies. It all plays together, but really, you know, you've got to be priced right. And in addition to that, price growth is slowing. So usually in Chicago, our typical growth is about 2% a year. And now this year it's down to about 0.5%. And, you know, there's a lot of contributing factors to that, but one is the tax consequences that happened about a year ago.
Right.
And that's really affecting, you know, everyone's affordability in the real estate market. The other part is the luxury market. So, you know, homes over a million. So in the first half of 2019, we saw 614 homes in the city trade hands for a million or more, which if you look back to 2018, that's a 15% drop, which is right. A huge, huge drop. However, the ultra, like the tippy top ultra luxury market over 4 million is actually up a little bit, which is interesting, but we've got some uber luxury buildings such as like One Bennett Park, we've got 9 Walton, that has these, you know, very super, you know, over $4 million properties. And we've seen a little bit, when I say little bit, it's been like 3 or 4 property uptick. But it's interesting to see that the uber wealthy, you know, are still buying here in Chicago. One thing I wanted to talk about, which for me has been a change in my business, is rentals. So for the first time in my 20 years, a lot of my sellers are downsizing. And instead of buying, you know, a 2 or 3 bedroom condo, they are deciding to rent, right? And
Chicago, why is that?
All these great rental buildings, you know, it goes back to, you know, taxes. It goes back to just wanting to live an easier life, not worrying about maintenance on a home, you know, the roof, the lawn, you know, the tuck pointing, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. And then again, the unknown with the taxes. But because I've done a lot of rentals recently, I've been touring and visiting all these Class A rental buildings, and I've noticed that there's an amenity war going on.
Yes.
So it's the amenities have become a big factor in clients making decisions. So like rental buildings like the Old Town Park and the Sinclair, they have spas, they have spa services. You can do massage rooms, saunas, steam rooms, and gyms. Yep. One Bennett Park, which is one of my favorite buildings, NEMA, Essex on the Park, they've got this new service, which I love. It's called Hello Alfred, that allows the tenants to schedule like in-home grocery deliveries. You could do maid service. You could get fresh flowers delivered daily to your home. You could actually even get turndown service.
Yeah, it's I was going to say I dated a woman recently who got turndown service, and I was like, I didn't know that was an option, yeah. But yeah, they're all doing it.
I mean, think about that. It's like a simple life, meaning, you know, I mean, you pay for it, but it's just this ease of not worrying about anything and having everything done for you. So rentals have become very socially acceptable. We've got a ton of them here in Chicago, and they're just, to me, it's really amazing. It's an amazing opportunity for some of our, you know, sellers to go into.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things that it's typically a temporary thing anyway, right? So you help somebody with the rental, you know, and then eventually they'll probably purchase something in the future too. Even if they came from selling a home and they rent, they'll probably buy something down the road anyway.
Right. Yeah. So it's a good little stepping stone. Another thing I wanted to talk about is buyers. So there's a lot of new agents that have entered the marketplace, new real estate agents that have entered into our space. And I get a lot of questions. I love, you know, helping new agents and coaching and problem solving. So anyone listening who's new and wants some advice, I'm always, you know, happy to help. But one question I've got recently quite a bit was about working with buyers and how to minimize their risk of, you know, their time and effort, because you can work with a buyer for, I don't know, you know, weeks, months, you know, I've got one that's going on a year.
Sure.
And I say that, you know, working with buyers is always risky because, you know, you spend a lot of time, your own time with them and efforts, and there's no guarantee that they're going to buy something. And, you know, even if they find the right house, are they going to buy it? Are they going to put an offer in? Is that offer going to be accepted? Is the appraisal going to appraise out? So there's a lot of things that can go wrong. You know, even when you get someone to make an offer on a home, when they find the right home. But you just need to know that, and you need to manage the process very closely all the way through. And it's just important to have open communication with your buyers and always be honest and be a good listener and to be solution oriented, because things will go wrong. Nothing's ever smooth. And you just need to be patient, communicate, and be solution oriented. So
yeah, and also to remember too that buyers need your guidance. They need your emotional guidance along with the financial guidance. Like, obviously, you're the one that's going to tell them, you know, give them advice on what to, you know, what to submit a bid at and when to submit a bid. But also, it is a very stressful experience, especially for a first-time home buyer, to know what's happening next. You know, right. And just to manage expectation and emotion. And that's, you know, the job of a great realtor does that.
Yeah. And, you know, things like I mentioned, and, you know, not to be pessimistic, but things go wrong. And,
sure.
You know, every agent out there has had, you know, a deal blow up or something go wrong, or, you know, someone's upset. But it is, you need to just take it step by step with the process. And if it does go wrong, you know, don't let it get you down. I mean, it's happened to all of us. Is you just have to learn from it, and, you know, learn from it and move on. It's part of the job. And, you know, anyone that's listening, if you ever need any advice, like I mentioned, I've got 20 years of experience, and I'm a good listener. I'm a good problem solver. And sometimes it's just helpful to, you know, talk it through with somebody. And, you know, everyone's got a managing broker and colleague. So, you know, use all your resources to learn and do better.
Well, and speaking of working with buyers, you have a new development that you are working with. So tell our listeners about this, because this is very exciting.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. So At Properties and myself, we just are working with Alcove in Wicker Park. It's a new 55 unit development. There's 55 condos and 12 new townhomes. Brand new development delivering fall of 2020. It is, if you want to look it up in the MLS, it's 1255 Palina Street. We do have a beautiful sales gallery that's located at 1295 North Milwaukee Avenue. We've got a full kitchen in there. We've got finished samples, floor plans. We've got a great VR. So I would encourage everyone listening, stop by our sales center, take a look at what's new. It's heart of Wicker Park. It's an amazing location and really great floor plans and community. So feel free to visit that website.
Yeah, that website, by the way, is, and I'm looking at the pictures, it's incredible, is AlcoveMDB. So Mary David Paul, AlcoveMaryDavidPaul.com. And I'll put a link to that in the notes. It is.
So everyone asks what MDP stands for. It's not Mary David Paul, but it's a good question. It's Milwaukee Division and Palina. So it's this really great alcove community that we're creating right in that intersection.
That's very cool. And I love that intersection. I just think that is such a fun, you have Etta's right there and love that. Super cool place. So everyone go visit that. And so congrats on that development. That's very, very exciting.
Thank you.
Speaking of, we do have listeners who are buyers, sellers, renters, also investors. And if they are interested in working with you or your team, what's the best way they should reach out to you?
Always call me. It's the best and easiest way. 312-961-4612.
Awesome. And real quickly, I'm going to give a quick marketing minute. We are now in August. And I had a quick idea. So everyone who is listening, thinking, gosh, how can I reach out to my network? We know that your network is your net worth. Here is a good reason to do that. I actually had two reasons, but I'm just going to give you one today and save the next for next time. And the first is, it is back to school season, right? Or we're getting close to that. So think about all the people you know in your network who have children who are going back to school, whatever ages that is, and think about maybe dropping off a little care package, you know, school supplies. You know, it's simple, it's easy. You don't have to worry about branding yourself on it if you're, you know, pinched for time. You just go to the Walgreens or wherever and get some notebooks, pens, paper, you know, folders, anything like that, crayons if the children are young enough, and just deliver, you know, a little care package for, you know, a few dozen of your clients. That is so huge and simple and easy, and it will be appreciated and used, the most important part. So anyway, that was my quick marketing minute.
I love that. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I love it.
Well, anyway, that's going to wrap it up for this time. Carrie's got a crazy busy Sunday as per usual, and she was so generous with her time. So on behalf of the listeners, we thank her as always. And on behalf of Carrie and myself, to the listeners, we thank you for listening. Remember to follow us on Facebook. You know, you can download any of our episodes right from our website, which is keepingitrealpod.com. In fact, you don't have to download it. You can stream it right from your browser. Obviously, any podcast app you find that you use on your phone, just search for Keeping It Real Podcast and you'll subscribe to us that way too. So anyway, thank you, Carrie, once again. We will see Carrie next month. And thanks for everyone for listening. So
thank you.